Finally today, we go to Mexico City, a place that's been recovering from its own natural disaster, the earthquake that struck Mexico on September 19th. More than 300 people died, and many buildings in the Mexican capital collapsed. In the days that followed, the search for survivors beneath the rubble was top priority. And one rescuer in particular started getting a lot of attention. Her name is Frida, and she's a Labrador sniffer dog. You've probably seen pictures of her wearing her special protective goggles, vest, and boots. Her rescue skills and her cuteness have made Frida a national hero in Mexico. Reporter Frank Contreras in Mexico City went to meet her for the China Global Television Network. Tell us, Frank, what is Frida like?
I would say at this stage she's a rock star, but she doesn't let it get to her head. She just runs around the yard there at the Naval Training Center where she was born and raised, just getting used to being in front of the cameras because she's gotten so much attention lately.
Yeah, I mean, Rockstar is fair because she's rescued a lot of people, and not just in Mexico, right?
She's done work in Haiti, Ecuador, not just in Mexico City, but also in southern Mexico. You remember there was that earthquake that struck the southern part of Chiapas and Oaxaca states September 7th, so Frida was there as well.
And her goggles, or doggles as we call them, and her boots. I mean, they're really cute, but they serve a purpose.
Absolutely. She puts those on before she goes into these danger zones. Lots of times, for example, in the case of Mexico City, she was walking over broken pieces of concrete where sharp pieces of metal are sticking up out of the building. There's just absolute collapse. So you can imagine the rebar twisted coming up out of the broken concrete. And she's walking in there sniffing, trying to find the smell of humans. And she can detect whether they're alive or not alive.
Wow. I'm seeing Frida's image everywhere now. I even heard someone got a tattoo of it. Where have you been seeing Frida's image?
Everywhere, Marco. I've gotten messages from China, from Japan, from Africa. You're seeing images of her there. All over South America, absolutely. She's become quite the face for really, I think, what was the main feeling that we had here, a sense of hope, you know, that the dogs brought that, but also the turnout of people in the streets.
Yeah, she even got one of those beautiful line drawings on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. So what you just said is interesting. What does this national coming together over Frida, this rescue dog, what does it say about where Mexico as a country is at right now after this earthquake?
Well, there have been a lot of reasons to divide Mexicans, politics, economics. But after this disaster, you could really see the country pulling together. And somehow, you know, these furry creatures on the scene helped lift people's spirits.
Yeah, lifting spirits. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. And we really need to recognize the value of dogs these days. Frida gets major props in Mexico, and all those therapy dogs now in Las Vegas bringing some comfort to the shooting survivors and trauma victims there. And you've got your own dog, Frank, who was with you in your apartment when the quake happened. Itzy is her name. How did she help you just get through that traumatic episode?
She did help me. We were in this very space where I'm speaking to you from right now, the living room in our apartment here on the first floor. And I thought this was a pretty sturdy building, but it started moving like jello. And I just grabbed her. We ran out the door, got out into the street. The ground was still moving violently. And when we finally found what I thought was a safe spot, I just grabbed hold of her, like hugged her really close. And that really helped.
And she's a cute mutt, which in Mexico, you told me, is called a what?
We call them a raza cósmica. She's a mixed breed.
A cosmic race. Well, reporter Frank Contreras in Mexico City with the China Global Television Network. You keep hugging Itzy, okay?
You bet. Thank you so much, Marco.
Well, there's a nice way to end the week. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Enjoy the long weekend if you have one. We'll see you here Monday.